If I leave, I'm not leaving in silence. You won't see me crying. You won't see the fire in my eyes. If I go, I'ma start a riot. I'm fighting for my life, and I'ma give y'all all of me tonight. If I leave.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the introduction episode of the Roundtable Riot. I am your host, Jay DeBoya. I wanted to record this intro episode to basically tell you guys who I am and what the Roundtable Riot will stand for, be about, whatever. So just to start by giving you guys a little background about myself, I am a mother to an amazing set of twins who, for show purposes, we will refer to as Midnight Enforcer and Mahogany Firefly. I am a student currently working on my MPH and JD. Whoop, whoop. Hopefully it all works out with a dual degree program at Georgia State University. I currently work in the field of public health. I am an entrepreneur, and I'm also a blogger/writer. Honestly, the Roundtable Riot has been an idea of mine for about 3 years. However, I have just let life just deter me from actually leaping out on faith and starting this show. However, I think the timing is finally right. So just to kind of give you guys a little background about my road to creating the Roundtable Riot, I wanted to start this show for about 3 years. I've gone through maybe 4 or 5 logos, and I just really and truly let self-doubt and life get the best of me. My biggest concern was, I was like, if I record it, will they listen? So, I just had to get over that fear and, you know, just put it to God and the universe. If people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. So after 3 years and at least 50 people telling me, yo, Jay, you need a platform, your voice needs to be heard, I decided to revisit the idea of becoming a podcaster. But once again, I got busy with work, school, mom life, and I basically shelved the idea. So then one night, after falling down the rabbit hole that we call social media, I came across an Instagram post by Essence. And that Instagram post was basically saying that Spotify was looking for podcasters who were women of color. And that's when God spoke to me. Now, I don't know how God speaks to you guys, but my God knows that I grew up in the SWATs, aka Southwest Atlanta. So my God meets me right where I am, and he talks to me just as if I was walking down Campbellton and DeLo. So he basically was like, hey, listen, shawty, you've been avoiding your talents for 3 years now. I've been sending people your way to hype you up, to let you know you got this, because I got you. So is you or ain't you gonna keep running from your gift? And it was at that moment, literally, that a light bulb went off. So I decided to apply for Spotify's contest. And in that moment, during my application, I said, win, lose, or draw, I'm moving forward with my show. So I laid out my concept, and I thought I was ready. Then what happened? Spotify didn't announce the winners on time. Dun, dun, dun. I don't think Spotify expected over 18,000 amazing women of color to apply. Spotify was overwhelmed. They was like, they weren't ready for all of our awesomeness. So they moved the day in order to properly review each application. But I couldn't wait. Like, my creative juices were flowing again. So I found the hashtag Women of Color Podcast 2, basically through the Sound Up Bootcamp, hashtag. And little did I know that this hashtag would really and truly become a community for me. I've come in contact with a lot of talented women, and I'm honestly looking forward to working and growing with them. I get to bounce ideas off of these ladies. I've even had an opportunity to, you know, reach out to some of them. I plan on having some of them on as panel guests for this show once we really and truly get up and running. And when I tell you, it has really been a blessing in disguise, and there's nothing like, you know, the universe's timing for your life. So with all that being said, I want to tell you guys what I really and truly envision for the Roundtable Riot. I kind of want the Roundtable Riot to be a place where, you know, we discuss issues that people of color face, you know, and I don't want it to just be one-sided. I think that sometimes when we discuss some issues of color that there is a bit of bias, and, you know, we look at it through tunnel vision in a sense. But just because I'm a black person, you're a black person, while we may share the same experience, our experience is still different because of the way it shapes us, the way it molds us, and how we move forward from said situation. So it's basically going to be a show about members of a subculture trying to navigate mainstream culture and highlighting the fact that basically people are constantly telling us we're not good enough. However, you're stealing our features, you're stealing our ideas, basically our entire identity, and selling it right back to us at 1,000% markup. I really and truly want the Roundtable Riot to be a safe space where we can discuss current events, parenting, health, finance, you name it. And it's going to have a dash of cursing because sometimes the debates or the conversations will get a little bit heated. And sometimes, especially I know myself, sometimes you're just at a loss for words and you're trying to prove a point. Sometimes you need to throw a shit out there or fuck this or, you know, I mean, it's how it is sometimes. So my goal is to keep the Roundtable Riot as real and as transparent as possible, just like in my writing style, because I want people to know that while it may feel like you walk this journey that we call life alone, there are other people that are literally right next to you walking the very same journey. While we may not physically be right next to you, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, we are right there with you, and like you're not alone in your thoughts, feelings, and emotion. So come hell or high water, we're going to figure this thing out together. So I look forward to giving you guys something new and fresh every week. I know it's going to be a struggle, and sometimes it may not be every week because just like everybody else, I'm human. Other things come up, but I am looking forward to continuously and constantly growing, not only with my listeners, but with this show. So with that being said, I wish you guys nothing but peace, love, and higher vibrations. And I hope that you are looking forward to this journey just like I am. Like I said, it's going to be filled with pit stops, detours, potholes. I welcome your feedback. So we'll figure this thing out together. However it comes, I am both excited and nervous. But like I said, I've given this to the universe, and I know it's going to work out. While I'm still playing around with the show flow, I'm kind of going back and forth between two different show flows. Kind of got to nail down which one I want to have, but I do know that the show will include three things. It will include a small business, shining, 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 yeah, moment. And then it will also include a artist spotlight, because at the end of the day, music is and will always be my first love. And it will also include a benediction. Now, I know what you're saying. The benediction won't necessarily be a prayer. It'll more so be just a thought for you to take into your week to help you practice patience, you know. Just something that you can look back and say, well, maybe this shit ain't as bad as I thought. So, until then, like I said, I'm more than welcome for ideas. You know, the show is going to... I already know that it's going to, for like the first couple of months, there's going to be constant growth and or change, but I'm going to try my best to figure it out, and I hope that you guys enjoy the journey with me, and, you know, it grows into what I feel. I hope the Roundtable Riot can grow into what not only that I feel it can be, but what I know it could be. So I think the official first episode will launch on, let me look at my calendar. I think I'm going to post the official episode maybe on June 18th. I need to see what other podcasts launch on that date or what other podcasts are currently released on Mondays, because I want to make sure that it's not a podcast that I listen to, or, you know, it's just a respect thing. So we will most definitely see how it works out. I just need to get with the panel guest for the very first episode, because the Women of Color Podcast 2 hashtag has been amazing to me. So I just need to get with a few of my fellow female podcasters to see if they're available so that we can record this episode prior to. I do know that my very, very first episode is going to be about self-care for women of color. That's just a given. It's a very important topic to me. And once you guys listen to that episode, you'll understand why. So I keep saying it, but I'm really excited about this journey, and I look forward to coming to you guys every week and giving you something to listen to, basically. I don't know if it'll always be interesting to you. I don't know if it'll always be fascinating, but I look forward to putting my view out there and seeing where it goes. So once again, I wish you guys nothing but peace, love, and higher vibrations as you go into this new week. And like I said, the first official episode of the Roundtable Ride should release on the week, sometimes during the week of June 18th. Like, I'm definitely making that our release date. So with that being said, I want to thank you guys for listening to this introduction episode. Please feel free to comment, just whatever, comment, you know, email me, whatever. If you would like to be a guest on the show, don't be afraid to reach out to me. I'm very personable, which is really and truly new to me, because I haven't always been. Over the last few years, I've really come out of my shy shell, and things are looking up. So with that being said, I know I'm saying it over and over again, but I really and truly hope to release the very first official episode the week of June 18th. I hope you guys have a great week. If I leave, I'm not leaving in silence. You won't see me crying. You won't see the fire in my eyes. If I go, I'ma start a riot. I'm fighting for my life, and I'ma give y'all all of me tonight. If I leave.